Island Spa Montgomery in the city of Montgomery.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. Fall is here and Ace is the place for all of your outdoor power needs. We proudly sell and service Steel brand chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, and much more. Steel is the preferred brand of landscaping professionals and DIY homeowners as well. And of course, we have hand rakes and leaf bags to get those fallen leaves under control. Capital City Ace is located at 3215 Taylor Road, Montgomery.
It's October 17th, the greatest day ever. On the 17th of October, 1972, rapper Eminem is born in St. Joseph, Missouri. Eminem came into this world the same way he entered the rap world. He was delivered by Dr. Dre.
Congratulations, man. It's a boy.
Have a great October 17th, the greatest day ever.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada. News Talk 93.1 FM. Riverside Chevrolet.
At 7.
Stand by for you.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A pro-Turkish government newspaper has published an account of what it says was a Saudi Arabian journalist's murder, citing an audio recording from the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey, where it's alleged to have happened. President Trump says about claims the Saudi government had Jamal Khashoggi killed.
It depends whether or not the king or the crown prince knew about it, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Number one, what happened, but whether or not they knew about it.
He spoke to Fox Business Network's Trish Regan. Senator Ted Cruz and his Democratic Party challenger, Congressman Beto O'Rourke, debate in Texas.
Senator Cruz is not going to be honest with you. He's going to make up positions and votes that I've never held or have ever taken. He's dishonest. That's why the president called him lying, Ted.
It's clear Congressman O'Rourke's pollsters have told him to come out on the attack. So if he wants to insult me and call me a liar, that's fine. But, you know, John Adams famously said, facts are stubborn things.
Senator Cruz says O'Rourke works too radical for Texas. This is Fox News.
Do you like waking up like this?
Good morning, sunshine.
Or is this more like what you get?
Get your ass up!
Well, here's your favorite morning show with cheerful good mornings for you. Greg Budell.
Good morning.
Jay Scott.
Good morning.
Emily Hayes.
Good morning.
Bailey the Wonder Dog.
Yo, what's up?
And the incorrigible Rich Thomas.
Good morning.
Good morning, my neighbors!
Wake me up!
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
Get up!
Get on up!
There had to be something in there you liked.
Why don't you shut up?
Why don't you ask your mama?
No!
Stand by for three men and a lady.
Wake your butt up!
Shock 93.1 FM.
What is wrong with you?
Oh, I was just doing my Jay Scott impersonation. It is 4 minutes after 7. I'm Greg. He's Jay. Emily Hayes is here.
Stories suck.
No, they don't. They're funny.
Rich Thomas. The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Some of you had rain in the overnight hours. Some of you are getting rain right now. A little ribbon of rain from about LaGrange, Georgia to Dadeville down to around Selma right now, moving on eastward. And a few spotty showers here and there. And then the more concentrated rain is from about Clanton on northward. Our forecast for today, mostly cloudy, a little cooler than it has been. No more upper 80s for at least a few days. Today's high in the upper 70s with a few spotty showers here and there. I don't think it's going to be a big deal. I think the more concentrated rain will be farther to the north. The low tonight with partly cloudy skies, overnight low 56. That's a nice change. Tomorrow, sunshine dominates, very comfortable, high 79. Friday's high in the upper 70s with the increasing clouds again. Chance of a few showers Friday night, but a better chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms as we get into Saturday, and especially Saturday evening as a strong frontal system heads into the area. This is the front we've been talking about. It's going to bring a big change. Yeah, well, it may not last long, but we're going to sample some nice air as we get into, how about Sunday with breezy, cool, upper 60s and 40s at night. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. That's going to be nice. Right now this morning, cloudy skies, 94% humidity, north winds at 6 miles per hour. Temperature is 68 at 7:06.
The fake news media has hidden another story. I just saw this. I don't know if you've heard about it, Rich.
That's sorry. What he thinks.
Sorry. I'm really glad you're going to the doctor today, though.
Thank you.
They raided
the mayor of San Juan, Puerto Rico's office yesterday because there are allegations of theft of funds, hurricane supplies and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you have two very conflicting opinions. San Juan, by the way, has real, I mean, not just from the hurricane, but San Juan, I know a guy who works for the FBI, and I know his stories via somebody else. And it's just not a safe place. And it's even worse since Maria, right?
Is that her name?
No, that's the hurricane that hit Puerto Rico.
Oh, Maria. I thought it was the mayor's name.
No, yeah, the mayor's name is...
Maria is the hurricane in question, yes.
Azi Yagare Mananas de Stafoldes.
What?
Yeah. Yulin Cruz.
She seems to be, excuse the phrase, in bed with the governor as far as... They seem to be two peas in a pod, right?
Yeah. Well, there's other stories coming out of Puerto Rico that say, considering the devastation, that actually are pretty good. Because they had to bring everything in by aircraft carriers and huge ships, you know, to start getting the island back on its feet. So I'd be very interested to know what was behind that and what they come out with.
Interesting.
I have a feeling there's other stories. Because the election's now less than 3 weeks away. You know the term October surprise?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think there's some stuff coming. I just do. Gut feeling, little hints here and there.
Oh, stuff's going to come out before the election?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that could potentially influence certain people's opinions. Let's head down to the traffic dungeon quickly at 7:08.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic all clear. 65 southbound at Clay Street. That's all out of your way. Not so much in Prattville. There's an accident there involving an 18-wheeler injuries, and that is on Highway 14 at North Memorial, so be very careful over there. 85, a speed limit ride through town. The boulevard's looking really good. So is Atlanta Highway. Where can you shop where there's something for everyone? Festival Plaza. Shop Sheer Experience, Plato's Closet, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Here's another story.
About a man named Jed?
No, about global warming.
Oh, yeah. Oh, again?
Yeah, and I love the way that, you know, like that one service that we get in the morning. Because of climate change, and like it's a fact, climate change is blah, blah. Rich has lectured on this many times.
I mean, the climate's changing, but it's the reasoning that people are putting behind it.
Y'all remember Mr. Wizard?
Yeah, sure.
Mr. Wizard did an episode on climate change that explained it really well with a glass of ice water and condensation.
Mm-hmm. See, the thing with people my age... We remember the 70s. We were talking about this yesterday. On 60 Minutes, they did a whole episode on acid rain in the 70s.
Yeah.
Why? Because we were cooling. And Time Magazine did a cover on the next ice age.
Right.
And now all of a sudden, it's a whole different thing. Either way, this current situation has caused some droughts. And it could affect, don't be panicking, our beer supply.
Uh-oh. USA Today reports on a study that says global warming could threaten the world's beer supply. The production of barley is likely to drop substantially because of droughts and extreme heat.
Barley is a key ingredient in beer. That means average beer prices could double.
No!
Oh, like
no!
This is a circus.
No! Well, it's going to affect the barley availability, but not the hops. That's what makes me the funniest guy in
Alabama.
It's not being effective. All their other tactics, so now they're going after the beer drinkers.
How about if I whip everybody into a frenzy over the new specials at Food Outlet?
No! Oh my God!
Rusty.
Yeah, that's a hot key.
Wish we had cameras too, because that would have been a clip to save.
She looked like one of those flailing things at a grand opening. What do you call those?
Giant waving inflatable arm man.
Yeah,
wacky wavy.
For the folks who like Kaneka sausage, and they carry all varieties of it. $2.98 for the 1 pound package. That's about 80 cents lower than the regular cost plus 10 price, and a good buck and a half lower than chains who even bother to carry
Kinnegan sausage. You still doing breakfast porridge tomorrow?
For Jay's birthday, yes.
Breakfast porridge.
Now, I'm going to make that when I first wake up so it has time to solidify.
And cool off.
So you can turn the bowl upside down and it stays
put. Good.
And that'll hold the candle firmly.
Like when people like the flip candle. The blizzard over before they give it to you.
Yeah.
Please, sir, may I have some more?
But maybe you might get some Kinnegan sausage with it. $2.98 a pound. That's at Food Outlet, all three locations. Other specials. Everything is cost plus 10. But they always do a few extra specials every week. And in the meat department, how about this? Top sirloin, $2.97 a pound. We had those a couple of weeks ago, and you'll be having them again next week, because Sunday, when I do my weekly grocery shop.
Sunday, Greg goes to Food Outlet.
For both of my families, the one that lives in my house and the one I work with every day right here. $2.97 a pound. And who doesn't love a nice rump roast? $2.56 a pound. That's one of the easiest things to cook. Cook it slow. Set your oven at 250 and just let it warm up and turn nice and pink and juicy. Put it in a roasting pan.
You know, I'm fasting right now.
Gonna let that roast cook real slow. Yeah.
And I think Friday we're doing fried bologna.
What?
You like that, right?
I do. Did I ever tell you about the time that I was stuck in the hospital during the blizzard of
93? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're slowly and you're more and more
and
turning
hospital ran out of fried bologna, right?
Mm-hmm. No.
No, you read.
That's all we had to eat was fried bologna sandwiches.
Yeah, but you watched all those reruns
of Gomer Pyle. And they came and took my mom away to Alabama Power because that's where she was. Just me and my old stepdad, Danny Ray, sitting there watching Gomer Pyle and eating fried bologna sandwiches, being snowed in at the hospital, Medical Center East.
Each day, Emily turns more and more into like a Southern Rose from Golden Girls.
What? And
talks about her days in Coleman and goes off on a story.
That was in Birmingham, you fool!
Or Birmingham. It doesn't matter. Either way, you just go off into a story.
You're a fool.
I know I'm a fool.
That's just who I am, Jay. I have stories.
She's moved on from Mobile.
This is when I was a child.
The house Yenta. It's okay.
Is it okay? Because sometimes y'all make me feel like it's not okay to share.
It's totally okay.
It's fine.
I would like, for those of you who are interested in seeing without glasses and contacts, to go to onlinemep.com. You know, they have a little self-test there for LASIK. Mm-hmm. You might want to look into that. Better yet, make an appointment this morning at 272-2020, because you can do this on a lunch hour very easily. See the refractive surgery counselor. Find out if LASIK is an option. Then you have time to think about it. But given that the price comes down, the experience there is second to none. You know, that practice was first launched just a few months after the end of World War II. That's how long they've been around. So their customer service is top-notch. When you make an appointment there, you can expect to be seen at that time. And terrific staff as well. If you are eligible for LASIK and you want to pay for it over time, there's care credit for qualified customers, but nothing tops the experience of Dr. Swan and Shin at Montgomery Eye Physicians at Montgomery Eye LASIK, right across from Chappie's on Vaughn Road. And again, the website, onlinemep.com. There are videos there to watch so you can learn more about it if you're interested. Again, the number 272-2020 if you're ready to make that appointment. We've got news, and then we'll be back with today's edition of Random Facts. Get your note-taking devices ready so you can win $10 free shopping at Food Outlet with our pop quiz.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A new Montgomery City Council member has officially been sworn in. Audrey Billups Graham was sworn in Tuesday night. She will be serving District 4. David Burkett previously held the District 4 seat before he was elected to the State Senate. Nearly 70 Selma City employees have been notified that they'll be laid off from work November 5th due to a lack of funds. Mayor Dario Melton also says the city may not be able to make payroll this week. We reached out to his office for comment, but he was not available. And Troy University students are coming together to help fellow classmates whose homes were destroyed during Hurricane Michael. Students and faculty are preparing for a trip this Saturday to help clean up efforts. Visit our website if you'd like to make a donation. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Halloween's almost here.
What is trick-or-treating?
Well, you put on a costume, you go door-to-door and say trick-or-treat, and people give you candy.
How am I supposed to be a zombie?
Zombie surprise party.
Can I just have the candy?
He don't look so scary to me.
Yeah, he looks kind of funny.
It's alive. It's alive!
Something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
Something weird.
I'm gonna have to call the Halloween police.
Well, you used to love Halloween.
What are you doing, Frankenstein?
I'm sitting alone in a cemetery.
I'm afraid of no ghosts.
I got lots of candy.
What's everybody gonna be for Halloween?
Ah, I'm a monster!
I know it's scary, isn't it?
Freaky.
I'm afraid of no ghosts.
Ooh, how deliciously evil looking.
It's like something out of Stephen King.
Happy Halloween!
This is the creepiest thing I've ever heard.
Trick or treat!
Look at me. Now give me some candy.
Remember when food came straight from the farm and fresh-cooked homemade meals were an everyday occurrence? Sweet Creek Farm Market does. Visit the Sweet Creek Cafe and enjoy freshly prepared farm-to-table meals with award-winning barbecue, ice cream, and famous sweet treats. Browse through our large farm market and enjoy lots of fresh produce. Sweet Creek has everything you need for your fall decorating. Pumpkins, corn stalks, hay bales, mums, and more. Bring the whole family to take a break from the city and appreciate the farm life by visiting the pumpkin patch and farm animals. Choose your homegrown pumpkin from the largest and best priced selection of pumpkins in town. The third annual pumpkin festival at Sweet Creek Farms begins this Saturday and can be enjoyed every Saturday and Sunday throughout the month of October. Sweet Creek will have live music, hay rides, face painting, and lots of sweet treats. Travel back to that simpler time by only going 2 miles out of town. Open 7 days a week, Sweet Creek Farms, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 and Pike Road.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, kids! The world is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about the Disgusting Food Museum. If you think that broccoli is gross to you, visit that museum of disgusting food. Grab the menu, see what's on it. Do your best to hold your vomit, or your lunch is spewing out all over you. The Disgusting Food Museum in Sweden is full of the most offensive edibles on the planet. Stinky cheese and old shark meat, saliva from a bird's beak. But that's not the worst you'll see. They've got Spam and Twinkies. Hey, wait a minute. Maybe it's not all that disgusting after all. Barney loves you.
And now,
free admission to the Museum of
Random Facts.
There you go.
That was good.
Nice.
I like that. Did you know there was an urban legend called the Green Man? And he was also called Charlie No Face.
Mm-hmm.
It was about a monster who walked along the side of a highway at night in Pennsylvania. Turns out this urban legend happened to be true.
What?
He was not a monster. In reality, he was a man named Raymond Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
He went out at night because his face, disfigured in a childhood accident, wouldn't scare people.
Wow.
So he's actually being thoughtful.
He's being very thoughtful and everything else.
I am not an animal. I am a green man.
Goodness.
Rich.
What time is that doctor appointment?
Bless you.
I wish I was there.
Did you know in Nova Scotia, Canada, where weed's legal now,
mm-hmm.
there are streets named That Street, This Street, and The Other Street, and they're all adjacent to each other.
Oh, my gosh.
This, that, and the other. Huh?
Yeah, this, that, and the other.
That.
Wow.
Car 4.
What street are you? We're heading north on this street.
We got a report of a...
Which street is that? This street.
The Green Man has now been sighted on That Street. The other...
Which street? I don't know. Third base.
That's right.
Did you know that car makers employ sound engineers to give car doors that satisfying thunk when closed? Just listen to that thunk.
Do they have people smelling inside the car saying, that's just right, that's the new car smell.
Give it some more new car in here. It needs a little bit more new car. Sounds...
Am I the only one that remembers that? Besides you?
What? Car doors.
The sound of the car door shutting.
What?
Kresnack, I know you're listening. Remember what Kresnack did? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Car door thud.
Did you know Jodie Foster,
mm-hmm.
the actress, began talking at 9 months old. She taught herself to read at age 3. She landed her first gig as the Coppertone girl in a commercial at age 3 as well. She got an Oscar nomination at age 12. She attended Yale, and she has an ancestor that came over on the Mayflower. A woman's done a ton of stuff just by the age of 12. Yeah.
Hmm.
Did you know the animatronic whales that were used in Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home, were very, very believable? So much so that Paramount Studios got angry letters from people who thought they got dangerously close to real whales to film them.
Ah. They did look really real.
I didn't even know they were fake, to be honest with you.
Do you like that particular? That's one of my favorites of the
Voyage Home, not really.
No. Okay, it wasn't.
It's so much that whole fish out of water thing. Oh,
yeah.
They're from the future and they're in the 80s now and they're doing all these. Yeah.
I don't know. And Chekhov says nuclear vessels.
Well, yeah.
Vessels.
Yeah, vessels.
And this, so much of Voyage Home Russian. Did not take place like in space where Star
I know
Trek
they
is.
Took place in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And I find it humorous, you know, when Spock was trying to use colorful metaphors and overdoing it, that was kind of funny. He just had to be there, right? Continue.
Thank you.
I only know the trouble with Tribbles. That's the only one.
What is that?
That's from the original 79 episodes of Star Trek in the late 60s.
Bunch of furballs.
Shelley Skull made me watch it.
Shelley.
Did you know that bamboo can be used in construction as a viable material to reinforce concrete? Bamboo has a tensile strength on par with steel. That's how strong it is.
They, if I'm not mistaken, they used bamboo to construct certain aircraft in World War II because of shortages of various metals.
Mm-hmm.
It is that strong, yes. I just saw that over the weekend.
Oh,
and
tells you what kind of an exciting weekend I
is
am.
Is it pandas that love bamboo? That's
I
all
think
they
it's
eat.
Pandas.
Pandas. Wait,
koalas like eucalyptus. Pandas like bamboo. Yes.
Bamboo.
Yeah. Did you know Charlie Chaplin?
Please don't say anything wrong about Charlie.
But what if there are things that are wrong about Charlie?
No, it was a different time.
It was a different time. Oh boy, it was a different time.
Please. Please, you weren't there. You don't know.
Don't hurt her, Jay.
Well, this isn't the best, but it's probably not near the worst.
Don't make.
Why do you think? No, hush.
Don't make it. Don't make the final day of your youth one of these. Hurt Emily. I can't.
Did you know that Charlie Chaplin, while directing his movie City Lights, are you familiar with that film?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you familiar with the actress in that film? Virginia Cheryl is her name. He made her redo a scene where she says, "Flowers, sir?" She had to redo that 342 times.
Oh, yeah, he's a perfectionist about some stuff.
Well, the worst part is this was a silent movie.
Actually, it was not fully silent because...
Actually...
Watch your attitude, boy, because... What happens is that she's got to say that over and over, but she thinks she's blind, and she thinks that Charlie is rich because he's walking past as a car door shuts, if you want to go back to
thunk.
The thunk. Yeah. So she believes, like, she hears the thunk and thinks that he's rich and she can sell some flowers to him. What?
No, I was just reading more about the article there. She was a 20-year-old socialite that Charlie had spotted in the crowd at a boxing match.
Yep.
When he hired her.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, he hadn't even spoken to her when he hired her as the love interest in one of his most successful films.
Charlie is so talented. We can't understand his genius.
Did you know?
I mean, do you know how hard he worked on The Great Dictator? I mean, that drew a wedge between him and his brother. It was something, I tell you what.
Charlie facts.
Fascinating.
Did you know that Henry IV demanded a ransom of 150,000 marks for the release of Richard the Lionheart? Well, Richard's brother John and the King of France offered 80,000 marks to keep him imprisoned.
No.
Why?
There was, I guess, bad blood between the family there, and they said, "No, you can keep him imprisoned. Please don't let him go." Did you know that it is illegal to wear swimming shorts in public swimming pools in France?
Wait a minute.
What?
Illegal to wear swimming shorts in public
swimming pools in France? Yeah.
What do you wear?
Apparently, it's for hygiene reasons. It is recommended that men wear Speedos.
Oh.
What? How?
Well, that's why I've never been in a pool in France. That would explain why the Canadians wear them, though, who come to South Florida.
Yeah. Really?
Oh.
They're the whitest people on earth. And on a sunny day, they can literally be blinding. And you'll see them crossing A1A from their cheap, run-down snowbird motels that are still left on the beach.
You can hear ships in the distance.
And they have no... I'm not into body-shaming anybody, but let's face it. There are certain sizes of men that should not wear a Speedo.
Oh, yeah. God.
And you'll see them, and they just don't care how awful it looks. Like somebody scooped up a big glob of vanilla pudding with a pair of shorts.
Oh, man.
Good morning, Canada.
They don't care. They're high now.
I know, I was going to say.
Yeah, that's right.
Smoke today, another one.
It starts today, right?
It started today, midnight. Yeah.
There are people that camped out to be the first ones to buy dupe.
What'd the guy say in on the soundbite? I want to be able to tell my kids.
Yeah. My kids are going to want to know about this.
It's going to be a great story for my kids.
Oh, kids.
Our dads told us stories about serving in World War II.
Yeah.
These kids, Dad, what was it like when you bought your first pot? Legally. Come on.
I was there in first in nine.
It's Cheech and Wrong, period.
Cheech and Wrong. Oh, that's great. Who writes that stuff?
Did you know? Jeff Baxter, the guitarist for the Doobie Brothers, is now an expert.
Speaking of dubs.
Yeah, the dubs.
Hey, man, nice segue, Jay.
Hey.
He's now an expert on military use of rockets for missile defense as also an advisor at NASA.
Oh, my God.
So what you're saying is he can play the lead guitar in Blackwater and advise our military on rockets. That's pretty impressive.
And when he's talking to all the troops, he starts off with, dude.
Dude, man, that's one hell of a missile you got.
And finally, did you know that until 1986, police cars in Toronto, or as they like to say it, Toronto, were painted yellow. As such, the big yellow taxi in Joni Mitchell's song was a police car.
You're kidding.
Not an actual taxi.
I had no idea.
I've heard it all.
Oh, my God. How about that?
There you go.
And today, in Toronto, you can buy marijuana.
Well, that makes more sense now. That all makes more sense to me now.
Big yellow
taxi. The Counting Crows covered that with that dang old Vanessa Carlton or whoever she was.
What, big yellow taxi put up a parking lot? Is that where the words?
Took away my old man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the big yellow taxi took away my old man.
That makes more sense.
That makes much
now.
More sense. Yeah.
Thank you, Jay.
Thanks, Jay.
I am looking for a Yogi Berra quote here to talk about Montgomery Payne. Now I'm determined to find this. Well, talk to T-Bone while I'm looking this up. Hey, T-Bone, what's up?
Yes, I missed the question. I was trying to get in early. My bad.
We haven't asked the question yet. Yeah.
I just sent you some example questions.
Can I get in for the drawing anyway?
I've already got you in for the drawing, buddy.
Yeah, you're in.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks,
man. We appreciate
man.
You. By the way, T-Bone's cost plus 10% food outlet.
I was going to say,
Yogi Berra made one of his famous little sayings about people and their differences are what keep us together or something like that, but I can't find it, the darn quote, and boy.
People are staying away in droves. I love that one. Now that restaurant is so crowded, nobody goes there anymore.
Yeah, exactly. He just had a knack for that. A nickel ain't worth a dime anymore.
That's right.
Beautiful stuff. I was going to say, the one thing, you know, it's the things we don't have in common that give us the fun we have on the show, but the one thing we all have in common is Montgomery Paint and Body.
That's right. This is true.
Because for various reasons, we have had to call upon them from the rash of mailbox attacks I endured after we first moved out east to poor Jay finding his car banged up in a parking lot by some reckless fool who didn't even bother to leave.
Man, that was so annoying. You go inside. Was it a doctor's office?
No.
I go inside, everything's fine. I come out, and there's a dent, and it's just so annoying.
At least it happened while you weren't in the car. I was in Betty White on 65 North going 75 miles an hour when that metal started flying out of the back of a trailer.
If it had happened while I was in the car, I could have gotten the guy and said, hey, give me your info. But whoever hit me just ran off.
I think the ultimate testament, though, and this is, you know, I'm on the air. The clock just turns to 6, and my phone's ringing, and it's the boss. And I thought, what did I do? What could I have possibly done that he's upset about? He just needed Donnie Turner's number because some clown pulled out of a parking lot up the street. And you know how much he loves his car.
Sure.
That may be the greatest endorsement of all because he likes the best.
Or let's say you just got a new car and you're sitting harmlessly at a traffic light on the Eastern Bypass and then all of a sudden somebody plows into the back of you.
Yeah, that happened to Rich. Mm. Your car can get dinged and dented in a whole bunch of different ways and it's always a hassle with insurance companies, police reports, and so forth. But at the end of it all, you want your car to look as good as new, maybe better. That's why you bring it to Montgomery Paint and Body because the standard, and I don't think they'd be insulted for me to call them the ultimate fuss budgets. Brandon Turner's son, Donnie's son, and Donnie himself, man, they are just absolute perfectionists, and they would not call you and say your car is ready until they have checked every inch of it and done the best they can to make it look like it just rolled out of a showroom. That's the effort you can expect. The result you can count on with Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. 27 Rec with a W is the number. Now, T-Bone and everybody else, it's time for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz with Quizmaster Jay Scott.
All right, earlier in Random Facts, we talked about a place. Well, it's actually in Nova Scotia, Canada. There were street names that we mentioned. What were the three street names?
Ah, good question. 272-9228 if you have the answer to that. 272-9228 for those of you listening on the Three Men and a Lady Sap channel. That's Rico, Trish, Escocha, Dulce, De Dos, De Wave, De Dos, De Socho. 272-9228. We'll check traffic while we're waiting for your calls.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings for portable restrooms that are elegantly appointed with multiple vanities, hot and cold running water, private stalls with flushing toilets, stereos, and air conditioning. You can trust Formal Outings.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic continue to use caution in Prattville this morning. An accident involving an 18-wheeler. Injuries involved there, too, on Highway 14 at North Memorial. So be very careful over there. Everything else looking decent so far. No other accidents reported. There are some wet roads to deal with out there in places, so be very careful with that. Don't settle for less. Get the best at Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Super Center. You'll get great savings and find great selection of vehicles at the Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Super Center. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is just a tease. Coming up a little bit later this morning, we're going to play
Truth or Baloney.
And it's about the movie Halloween. But right now, we've got our $10 Food Outlet Pop. By the way, pumpkins cost plus 10 at Food Outlet. Seriously, take advantage of the savings.
I am serious.
Okay, and this is Robbie?
I believe so, yes.
Hey, Robbie.
Hard to hear.
Do you have the answer to our pop quiz question?
Well, I almost forgot it because I was smoking a baby, but it's this, that, and the other.
Oh, this, that, and the other.
I heard that. I heard that part, yeah.
Your phone is really, really muffled,
yeah.
But we did hear this, that, and the other.
Hold on, let me have a speaker.
All right, hang on there.
Okay.
But I love that new you can talk through your underarm feature that your phone is talking because I don't think we've ever, at least I heard the three key words,
yes.
This, that, and the
this,
other.
This, that, and the other is what we were looking
in
for.
Nova Scotia.
All right, let's see if they're still here. We say good morning to Billy B.
Hey, how you all doing?
Hey, good.
Hey, we're good, man.
Can I fire a question at you there? Were you listening to Random Facts?
Hey, Robbie.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Jodie Foster, when she was 3 years old, was in her first commercial. Who was the commercial for?
What's your last name?
Oh, boy.
Spell it.
I can't remember.
All right. I was just curious. It's Copper Tone. She did a Copper Tone commercial when she was three.
Okay.
Well, where is it where the police cars are yellow?
Canada.
Yeah. Do you know what town? What city?
Toronto, I think.
That's right. You are right about that.
Well, tell you what, you got to keep trying, Billy, because eventually you're going to win this. Trust me.
Okay, thank you, Dan.
We appreciate you very much. And good morning, Papa John.
Hey, do you know what that really reminded me of? Do you remember the Seinfeld episode?
Which one?
Where Elaine was trying to, Jerry and Elaine were trying to establish what their relationship was going to be.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, Jerry Hyde. Mm-hmm. Gestures and talking about towards the bedroom, that was this, and then the friendship, and then the other things. It was, she said, I don't want just this, I want this and that and the other.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
I got you.
You don't remember that one?
Not right off the top of my head.
No, I didn't watch much of Seinfeld.
There's certain ones that stand out, but not that one.
Hey, I wanted to get Greg, I want to tell you the bad news is the chickens are on strike.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Man.
Yeah, but they're old, and I don't think we're replacing them because we're doing it. Probably going to go back to the coast here pretty quickly. But
anyway. Need to hear that.
All right, guys, put me into the drawing.
All right, thanks You're for in. Calling.
Thanks, Papa John. Well, that's a bummer. He's the guy that gets me the free-range chicken eggs.
I know.
That I make in your delicious scrambled eggs and omelets and key lime pies.
Mm-hmm.
740.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Some of you on the road this morning are using your windshield wipers right now. There's some light showers here and there. Portions of Tallapoosa County. I see some, just all around the river region here, light showers moving through. So mostly cloudy today, a little cooler than it has been. After 88 yesterday and 89 Saturday and Sunday, we're looking for upper 70s today. That's a step in the right direction with, again, some spotty showers. Tonight's low temperature with partly cloudy skies. How about 56? That sounds really nice. Tomorrow, sunshine dominates. Really a comfortable day and a good-looking day tomorrow with a high around 79. Clouds increase again on Friday with a high, let's say, 78 Friday. A risk of showers returning on Friday night, but a better chance of showers and thunderstorms on Saturday out ahead of a strong frontal system moving this way. This is the front we've been talking to you about, which is going to usher in the coolest air of the season. Now, we're just going to get a little taste of it for like a couple days. That's about it. But it's going to be nice with breezy and cooler conditions on Sunday, high in the upper 60s, and how about 40s Sunday night into Monday morning, like mid-40s. That sounds great. Right now, this morning, cloudy skies, showers in the area, north winds at 6 miles per hour. Temperature is 68 at 742. I was pausing because I was thinking about how much I depend on Montgomery, the folks at Plumbing by Luke Wire. You know them?
Yeah, because whenever I know that if anything ever goes wrong, no matter what time,
mm-hmm.
I can call them.
You're right. It could be a leaky faucet or a busted toilet or a broken pipe, but plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem, and they're always ready to go at Plumbing by Luke Wire. I know that because I've been a loyal customer for a long time now. Well, for over two decades, I've been second to none in the River Region. They did a whole house plumbing inspection at my house because I was wondering, is there a problem that's lurking that's about to become a big problem? And I got a good report, but maybe it's something you want to check into because I know some neighbors up the street came home after vacation and came home to a flood because of something they didn't know that was about to happen and it did happen while they were gone. So check them out at Plumbing by Luke Wire. As they say at Plumbing by Luke Wire, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call them at Luke Wire anytime. 264-9666, or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number is 84417.
Thank you, Rich. All right, coming up, we just mentioned a few minutes ago, we have a brand new edition of
Truth or Baloney.
And it's all about the movie Halloween.
Oh, exciting.
And the new one with Jamie Lee Curtis. This weekend, yeah. Uh-huh. I don't know if I'll go to the theater to see it, but I still love the original.
Yeah.
You know who made that movie? Donald Pleasance.
The guy that
played the doctor.
Dr. Loomis. Yeah.
There was just
John Carpenter made that. Donald Pleasance.
Well, no, John Carpenter. He made a movie. One of his first was Assault on Precinct 13.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'd never heard of it. They did a remake of that not too long ago.
I think they did, yeah.
In the early 2000s. But the original, if you watch it, nobody could put a stamp on a movie like that guy did. And even the original Assault on Precinct 13 has some really eerie, mm-hmm. incredibly brilliantly shot moments in it.
It's the way he used suspense. You didn't even have to see, what's his name, Michael.
Well, he was called The Shape.
He was
credited as The Shape.
So, I mean, you were always on edge that it was going to happen. It's going to happen right now. It didn't happen. Oh, God, yeah. And the music was perfect.
Have you... new series on Netflix.
Which one?
Haunting of Hill House.
No, I haven't seen it yet. Is it worth my time?
The first episode, I've only watched. I think there's 10.
Is it good?
I've only seen the first episode.
Is it good?
I've enjoyed it so far, yes.
All right, Haunting. All right.
Well. All right, this is Norm MacDonald's 59th birthday today. He's a household favorite. And this Norm bit is educational in nature. So we'll go into our break with this. We'll come out and get ready to play Truth or Baloney Special Halloween Edition.
There is one country that worries me, though. Not Iraq, not Iran, not North Korea. The only country that really worries me is the country of Germany. I don't know if you guys are history buffs or not, but... in the early part of the previous century, Germany decided to go to war. And who did they go to war with? The world. It had never been tried before. And so you figure that would take about 5 seconds for the world to win, but no, it was actually close. About 30 years pass, and Germany decides again to go to war, and again it chooses as its enemy the world. that guy. Shankly, crankly, that guy. And I'm not even going to dignify him by saying his name, but I think you know what I'm talking about. But you'd think at that point the world will go, listen, Germany, here's the deal. You don't get to be a country no more on account of you keep attacking the world. What do you think, you're Mars or something?
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
From the Fox Business Network, you'll pay more to lock in a mortgage this week, and the higher rates are cutting into the home financing business. The Mortgage Bankers Association says its average for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage rose to 5.1% last week, the highest average in 8 years. The number of weekly mortgage applications declined more than 7%. Netflix business was much stronger than expected in the summer quarter, up more than 4.5%. It signed up 7 million new subscribers, expects to add an additional 9 million more by the end of the year. U.S. Bancorp is reporting stronger than expected earnings. However, IBM's earnings are weighing on investors. Its software sales and cloud business were both disappointing. The Dow added 547 points yesterday, the NASDAQ up 214, the S&P gained 59. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here, or here,
or here!
One of the nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Mike. What day is it, Mike?
We get it. We get it. It's Wednesday. Enough. And you too.
Ronnie.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Nearly 70 Selma City employees have been notified that they'll be laid off from work November 5th due to a lack of funds. Mayor Dario Melton also says the city may not be able to make payroll this week. We reached out to his office for comment, but he was not available. A new Montgomery City Council member has officially been sworn in. Audrey Billups Graham was sworn in Tuesday night. She will be serving District 4. David Burkett previously held the District 4 seat before he was elected to the State Senate. And Troy University students are coming together to help fellow classmates whose homes were destroyed during Hurricane Michael. Students and faculty are preparing for a trip this Saturday to help clean up efforts. Visit our website if you'd like to make a donation. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Attention homeowners. You can save hundreds or even thousands on your heating and air conditioning system. Since 1993, Chad personally comes to your home for free to give you all your options. And since he's not a paid salesman, that alone can save you 5 to 10%. How about a 3-ton unit for only $4,996? Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244. Remember when food came straight from the farm and fresh-cooked homemade meals were an everyday occurrence? Sweet Creek Farm Market does. Visit the Sweet Creek Cafe and enjoy freshly prepared farm-to-table meals with award-winning barbecue, ice cream, and famous sweet treats. Browse through our large farm market and enjoy lots of fresh produce. Sweet Creek has everything you need for your fall decorating. Pumpkins, corn stalks, hay bales, mums, and more. Bring the whole family to take a break from the city and appreciate the farm life by visiting the Pumpkin Patch and farm animals. Choose your homegrown pumpkin from the largest and best priced selection of pumpkins in town. The third annual Pumpkin Festival at Sweet Creek Farms begins this Saturday and can be enjoyed every Saturday and Sunday throughout the month of October. Sweet Creek will have live music, hay rides, face painting, and lots of sweet treats. Travel back to that simpler time by only going 2 miles out of town. Open 7 days a week, Sweet Creek Farms, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 and Pike Road.
Hello, Morgan Freeman here with a Halloween tip. Trick-or-treaters love candy, but they also love reactions to their costumes. If you see a ghost, say, "Oh, scary." If you see a witch, say, "Please don't cast a spell on me." And if you see a devil, drop to your knees and say, "I offer you my soul, Dark Lord, and look forward to joining you in the searing flames of hell." The look on their little faces is priceless. Happy Halloween.
We had a complaint about that once.
We did. That one, and I think there was another one, too. Wasn't it Thanksgiving? Wasn't there one of them Thanksgiving where they gather around?
And they go out and snort coke. We resume our regular programming.
Mob rule or the rule of law? That's what's on the line in this year's elections. This is Justice Tom Parker. You all saw how the leftist mobs tried to tear down Justice Kavanaugh. They want me to be next. I've served for 13 years on the Alabama Supreme Court as a strong but independent conservative voice. I've taken on and beaten the Southern Poverty Law Center and been outspoken that Roe v. Wade and Obergefell were wrongly decided. And I'm a strong supporter of President Trump and his efforts to put more conservatives on our federal courts. The leftist mob doesn't like that. They want judges who will overturn our laws and look the other way when the leftist mob tries to destroy our society. This is Justice Tom Parker, Republican for Chief Justice. I'm asking for your vote to keep Alabama's courts a place where the rule of law is respected and not where the mob rules. Paid for by Tom Parker for Chief Justice, Box 11822, Montgomery 36111.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Halloween night. A small American town.
I live in Aurora, Illinois. Excellent.
I spent 8 years trying to reach him, and then another 7 trying to keep him locked up because I realized that what was living behind that boy's eyes was purely and simply evil.
Look, I'm gonna go into therapy, okay? I'll go twice a week. Swing! I don't know if my insurance is gonna cover it, but I'll talk to the guy. Are you mental?
He can't drive a car.
He was doing very well last night. Maybe someone around here gave him lessons.
Car!
Oh, God, help me, please!
Kiss your mother with that mouth?
What's the boogeyman?
As a matter of fact, it was.
If you'll excuse me, there's someone I have to get in touch with and forgive.
Myself.
Halloween.
How about that disco mix live on the air there, kids, huh?
I love that line from the movie, is that the boogeyman? As a matter of fact, it sure was.
All right, we have an edition of the game that sets Montgomery's head on fire.
Truth or baloney?
And it's all about the movie Halloween. And we're giving away a $10 gift certificate to Seafood Bistro. Who would like to win that?
I'd love to play the game.
272-9228. You have 3 lifelines here to help you win that great prize.
Well, I'm not completely alive, but...
2.5 lifelines.
Bless his heart.
To win the gift certificate generously supplied by Paul, who is the proprietor of the Seafood Bistro. And I'm running out of Halloween theme music here, so let's get with it. 272-9228. Otherwise, I got Debbie Boone on standby. Oh,
no.
Yes.
Can you turn my headphone
up or down?
Up just a little bit.
When you go into the cat voice, it's hard to understand.
Okay, thank you.
Is that better now?
Yeah, it's been bugging me for, well, about the last 2 hours.
Since the show started?
Yeah, and I thought maybe it was just me, you know, because I'm me.
Different.
Yeah, but it's not. That sounds so much better. Something happens here at night, and I don't know that I like it, because I come in, and there's always a bunch of blah.
This is a boogeyman.
all over where I sit. There's like random headphone sets and little pieces of paper and things. And
we only need one contestant.
Yes.
Looks like we got one.
Stop talking if somebody will call in and play this contest with us. Roll Tide.
And who do we have, Jay?
Bum, bum, bum.
Broadway Joe. We haven't heard from Broadway Joe in ages. How you doing, Broadway Joe?
Morning.
Hi.
Are you, first of all, are you a fan of the movie Halloween?
I have not seen the movie Halloween in 30 years.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's one of the few scary movies I've ever gone to the theater
scary.
To see.
Right out of your pants.
So what I'll do is I'll read you a statement. You got to tell me whether it's true or the baloney. It's about the movie Halloween, and you have 2.5 lifelines here to help you through it.
These are going to be the tough ones. Like, he raised his left hand to stab it, and I'll be like, I have no idea.
All right, statement one.
Who knows? I'm going to go ahead and lose, so it's going to be okay.
The original Halloween from 1978 was written and directed by George Romero. Truth or baloney?
That's baloney. It was Wes Anderson.
Winning. See, he's already halfway to glory. He didn't even need the help.
The only reason I know that is because his name comes above the title. It's Wes Anderson's Halloween.
Oh. Nice. George Romero did write what movie?
Night of the Living Dead.
Very good.
Yep.
Gosh, Jay, you're on it.
You guys can't win, Jay.
Yeah.
Let's see, if you get number two, you've won that $10 Steve Bistro gift card. The new Halloween is the third one in the franchise called Halloween with no numbers or subtitles, just Halloween.
Interesting.
Repeat that one more time.
The new Halloween is the third one in the franchise called Halloween with no numbers or subtitles, just Halloween. I would get this one correct if it was...
I think I know the answer.
Well, if you would get this one correct, I want to use my lifeline to talk to you.
Well, he's got the answers in front of him.
I got the answers, so I can't really realize.
He can't be a lifeline.
Okay, what about you, Jay? What do you think?
There was obviously Halloween 1.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then there was the Rob Zombie remake, which was called Halloween.
Yeah.
And then there's this one, which is called Halloween as well. No numbers or anything. So I think it's true.
I was thinking the same thing. Mm-hmm. But let's go with true.
Yeah, before you talk your way out of the prize.
Congratulations.
You did good.
I'm excited, too, because I've been wanting to try Seafood Bistro for a while now.
Yeah. And now you can.
With a $10 head start. Hang on, Jay's going to get you jam up and jelly tie with that prize. Coming up on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Do we have more questions?
Well, we're going to have to do them because it's 7:58.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah.
The time went by amazingly fast there.
I was on a good streak there.
Gotcha. You were amazing. Brian, Jewelry and Prattville, less than 100 days till Emily's wedding, less than 70 days until Christmas.
Holy crap, y'all.
My goodness.
My anxiety. It's only going to get worse from here.
Let's say you wanted to buy a gift for Emily. What's the one thing we hear her say on the air all the time?
Blah, 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 blah. Roll Tide.
Well, they have a showcase at Brian Jewelry if you were buying a gift for Emily, knowing her passion for the Tide.
A blobble?
A blobblehead doll, yeah. Blah, 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 blah. Roll Tide. Very good. He still got it even when he's under the weather.
I know. I don't know how he does it.
Can a weatherman be under the weather? These are questions that demand to be asked and answered. Brian Jewelry and Prattville can also create it from scratch, and this is why I'm saying this with a little urgency here, because you have to till about now and just before Thanksgiving to get those kind of gifts in so they can finish them in time for Christmas gift giving at Brian Jewelry. Original idea. Your original idea. You don't need to hire a graphic designer or anything else. Just go in and talk to them about it, and they will help you put it together. And if you're not even sure what that original idea is, they know how to get it out of you because they will ask you probably.